I would say that bees are under a tremendous amount of scrutiny as to pollinator health in general across the country, as well as in the state of Colorado and in the local community. So, bees, there was a release last year on the death statistics of honeybee colonies across the country at 42%. Which is higher than it has been, but still much higher. Losses have been reported within the last decade, well into the 30% range. So this prompted a President Obama to launch something called a Federal Strategy for Pollinator Protection, and to come up with some goals to try and assist pollinators, in particular honeybees and monarchs.
And what were some of those goals? How can that be implemented?
The Pollinator Task Force had several months to do a bunch of work. It's being coordinated by the USDA and the EPA. During that time, they came up with three goals. One of them was a restoration of monarch populations to, I want to say, 350 million in 7 years. And the other two had to do with honeybees. It was increasing forage available on public lands to 7 million acres in some time frame. I don't recall what it was. And then to decrease nationwide honeybee losses to 15% again in a 7 to 10 year time frame.
So it seems like a lot of that strategy is focusing around habitat and creating habitat.
Correct.
What are some
Correct.
of, though, the other challenges beyond habitat that are really impacting the pollinator population?
Well, we would we certainly cannot plant habitat and immediately fix things unless we decide to reduce our pesticide use on that habitat. So it doesn't do us 1 ounce of good to plant flowers and then poison them when our friends the pollinators arrive there. So we have a dual message at the State Beekeeping Association, which is increase forage plantings, decrease pesticide use, and those are the two main things that we focus on for the public. With respect to beekeepers themselves, there are a lot of things that beekeepers can do to increase the likelihood of survival of their colonies, and we focus on beekeeper education to accommodate things like diseases and parasitic mites.
When you're dealing with something as huge, really, as pesticide use in the US, if we look at what's happening in Boulder, it's got a designation as being bee safe in terms of limiting pesticide use on public lands. But Boulder is just one small place and bees know no boundaries. And so can things like bee safe certification, whether it's a neighborhood, whether it's an entire city, can things like a pollinator appreciation month like we're in right now, can they really make an impact when you look at something as huge as the absolute widespread industrial scale pesticide use in the country?
Every little bit helps. It's always better to do something, not nothing. And I think that in terms of education and awareness, these things are invaluable. People, I would say that public interest in pollinators is at its all-time high. People realize that there's issues going on. And for me, if we were to take a look at really small things and fix them, then it fixes a whole bunch of larger things within the environment. And since insects are pretty much at the bottom of the old food pyramid, correcting a lot of the issues with insects will correct a lot of the issues up the pyramid. And so I see no downside to it. There's only upside. We could legislate it, we could mandate it, we could do all sorts of things, but to have people volunteer to do that, huge.
You gave us some pretty startling statistics around colony collapse, particularly in recent years. What is the direct impact on that? Are we seeing that now in our food supply system, in crops? I mean, what exactly is the impact now of that colony collapse?
Well, colony collapse is, I would say, sort of a term that has faded from being commonly used within the industry, and much more of a focus on just general bee health. So when we look back at the statistics, We are seeing, you know, these horrific numbers. And so you have all sorts of money that's starting to flow into research and into trying to address some of the main issues that are at the root of that problem. Has it adversely affected our food supply? In certain areas, yes. Mostly it's adversely affected commercial beekeeping.
So are we seeing more expensive honey?
Commercial beekeeping is pollination.
Oh, pollination.
Okay, and so yes, you are seeing increases in pollination fees paid for beekeepers to move colonies into pollinated crops. I think that the monarch actually represents a much more visible problem with the public. Because the absence of a monarch migration is something that everybody can latch onto. And essentially, at the rate we're going, the monarch is going to be the passenger pigeon of our time. I mean, we have arrived at a crisis point with that particular insect. I don't think that anybody wants us to arrive at a crisis point with the honeybee or any of our other native pollinators. And so I think that there's a tremendous amount of effort in terms of time and in terms of finances that's being directed to heading off that potential crisis. But certainly things are not good right now for many people.